where are the reading stations?
Yeah.
Where do we sit?
Okay.
One is there.
Mm-hmm. There's a chair here.
So there's a...
You need to sit there, right?
I don't have to sit here, but this is...
No, but I mean, you have control of this stuff. I don't have control of this. So maybe it's good that you're there. And if I move this a little bit, I can sit here.
Yeah,
we will move around.
Well,
yeah,
maybe three sit there and one sit here.
Yeah. It might be fun to have us always on, I was going to say, on
all
this
side. One side?
Yeah.
All there?
I don't know. Because an audience person could sit there too. We could even have an audience person
that's
here.
Nice.
You know.
Mm-hmm. That's a great idea. We put
right at the table.
Yeah.
I think it'd be great to have audience all along the table that we create.
Yeah.
Did we have more stools? No.
No more stools, but
there is one.
Oh yeah, there is one there.
Here?
Yeah.
Jesse, can you move this there?
It's over there. There's a better. I have a cute little table lamp that might be a little less
cute or a little less
in the energy flow.
Yeah,
put two orders there. Keep this open to pass by.
But me, okay, yeah, so you don't have to.
And then where do we? I mean, we will need. You don't need more light.
I have this. It's not the perfect table lamp. It's actually a little not tame. The most balanced.
But does it do it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that's fine.
So I should remember to bring that.
And we just wonder how we sit, because if we sit in a line, we don't see each other's face, and it's nice to see each other's face.
Yeah, so it would be nice to congregate around here, so we have...
And we can still have
audience.
Yeah,
so if you sit here, for example, or you sit here and the microphone is here, you can sit here with the audience.
Mm.
And just move the mic.
And you can still have the book with you there, even if one of us is touching this book.
We all have
those.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to turn a bunch of mics on.
It's too low, right?
Are you trying to make it
lower? So she goes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay for you to sit there, or do you want to? That might not be so good. Maybe we can also move this around. Oh, there's
it's okay for an hour.
Oh, you're thinking.
She
doesn't want to be here. I just thought that if she's sitting with the audience, it would be weird.
But
and not
weird,
really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Nice weird.
Mm-hmm. Nice weird. But you can also sit on this if you want.
It's nice to invite the audience to sit there.
Yeah, definitely.
I think the audience is there and here, one of the chairs here, and I sit in another chair here or there.
Okay.
They kind of move behind me then. That's the thing.
They kind of move behind now.
What about sitting there? But then we need to just, move the mic.
I mean, the good thing I think we could have a position in which we still see each other and the audience sees us.
Is there a way to not have this here, because it kind of does obstruct the visuals? Is there these things? Yeah.
If we want a camera here, we have to have it here, but
yeah, we
can move it.
Unless this is placed where the computer is, and the computer is placed here.
Mm-hmm.
So then you will have to sit there with a microphone there. Then it's not so visible because it's next to the computer.
Now it's also a little bit annoying when the cable's like this. We could. The thing is, it's nice to see someone doing this here and then seeing what is done here. This reference between.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
You can follow.
But we could move it to the edge.
Okay, that's another maybe detail we can, it's a detail we can hone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so you know, do you all want to wear headphones or not? Because it can be fun, but maybe then not hearing what the people in the room are hearing.
Yeah. Maybe one should monitor it a little bit now, at least to hear if it's
yeah.
Okay.
There may be a notebook. I don't understand the headphone. Should we have the headphone
That's
to hear all of us or to hear just
yeah, yourself? The headphone would link us into what is going on air.
Uh-huh.
So it also lets us hear a soundtrack. Because in the room right now, we can't hear any soundtrack. That's why I'm a little bit after we all finish, I'll see if I can get the speakers to play in the other room.
Mm-hmm.
So then we really wouldn't need, I just the engineer would listen to make
yeah,
sure things are okay.
Yeah.
But because then that'll actually clear up some room on the table to get rid of the headphones.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so that way we would actually hear everything in the room, including the soundtrack. We would in live
That's
time,
nice.
Not in the delay.
Yeah.
We're getting rid of the delay
mm.
by not playing the live stream. But instead trying to play the live
shadow. So we should have some radios of the shadow in here, and that one we can keep hold up, or?
Mm-hmm. To have the radio of the shadow here while we're doing this stuff?
Yeah, now the shadow is the microphones in there, in a sense, for us when we're here live, and they are amplified through the radios. So when we speak in the microphones in there, we hear can hear it through
the thing
microphones.
We tried before, so you
yeah.
were laying there and she was talking, but not
yeah.
from the beginning, it's just...
It's not from here, as I understand it?
No, but I could play
Unless
around with that.
Do this.
But and it's also possible I could send this out into the transmitter, but then we're collapsed, then we're only making essentially one station. Yeah, like having two stations, if
oh,
we can wrap our head around
yeah.
it. I know it's a lot to suddenly...
I'm very confused.
I am too.
Yeah.
It's, I think we can return to thinking what effects we want, or what
yeah.
is the texture. I think we should try to have a little bit of these radios talking, that our voices become more than just from the bodies.
Yeah.
It really adds something to it. So
you could go talking there if you want, and then we could...
Talking
into the
random
mic.
Talking or to or reading?
Anything you want, just to test
I just
it.
Want you to test.
Yeah. The microphone is on the...
It is one?
Yeah, that right there. Yeah, that's fantastic. You're so good.
I am going to go to sleep.
It's so nice, because we are close to
you. You know, there's coffee totally ready.
I am going to
You can't hear me, though.
I'm snoring. My phone is asleep into the anti-porn. I think Shane is a practical to produce guilt, anxiety, and happiness. She's a practice imposed in order to produce guilt. No, not that page.
Oh, sorry.
Reading. Just keep the book there open with lights.
Oh, yeah, you can. She's reading.
Yeah, I know. I was highlighting the whole thing.
Based on an individual. I don't read individual. I don't see the. It's no light on the book.
Yeah. Let's use that light now. This
mm-hmm.
light now.
Yeah. And then don't forget, you have to keep it pretty close to your mouth if you want it to be. Yeah.
If society has the greatest number of people possible to thrive, guilt, lack of desire, anxiety, and unhappiness, based on an individual act, culturally orchestrated ideology of individual happiness with this act, oh my God, with ubiquitous commercial incitement to pursue, as Lynn Sigler wrote, in radical happiness, moments of collective joy.
I like that
the satisfaction of working
yeah.
for the good
it's
of
nice not to hear
the
my voice.
So then maybe we should have that
voice.
Person read it like in a little lower voice.
Yeah, maybe a bit lower, yeah.
Lower?
Just like quieter, just a little quieter, because that way we don't hear it double real time and transmitted.
Okay, I'm going quiet. But this cable's not really long.
Okay, we can make it really long.
Yeah.
Moments of collective choice. She proposes that happiness is generated by the satisfaction of working for the good of the collective. The moments that are created when we are moved to go beyond and outside ourselves, to act together with a variety of
And then
others.
Can I just try one thing?
It's really strange when her voice is coming out from the radio that you're holding. It's also really nice.
Right.
It's super
but
nice.
But then what happens if we sing, you know, like here? If we just kind of do that note thing?
Yeah.
I'm just thinking
what
that.
I keep reading.
So this is, all right, yeah. Mm-hmm. You keep reading and then we like do our ooh.
Yeah.
Okay, so I keep on reading this. If society as a whole is acting on social morals inflicting shame towards desire, including sexuality, then desire is the force initiator of things, and most certainly even the impossible disappears, landing on a bare dystopia, a terrain of only ceaseless dissatisfaction. Learning to understand desires is to learn to use power and channel it into whatever battle. Shifting any power structures, desire is all its forms, in all its forms, is absent of prejudice, shame, or morals. In my halls, my desires act without my head, preferably collectively. The Kama Sutra was collectively accepted as a normal way in which couples could reach a more integral and complete sexual fulfillment, which could, and therefore also the desire to continue to share. This word.
How would it be? I think this is very nice.
Can you even turn this down a little?
When that happens, we won't talk to
people. Sorry?
How will it be when we read
That's
in here?
Really
it's not going to be amplified anymore.
Well, it depends on if we hook up, if I later hook up the speaker, and then it will be audible.
In the end,
yeah.
I think there's something very powerful about just everything coming out through the radios.
Mm. Well, everything coming out, you're right, because...
Others.
All right, so everything coming, so...
If everything comes out from radio, then there's no speakers.
Yeah.
Oh, so you think no speaker there.
Just radios.
But that would have to be, we could then see if 90, am I on 93? Okay. We're not on 93.8 right now because we don't have the reserve time, but we can even see if we can get 93.8. What it sounds like, because you know it's not a very clear signal. Here in this building. So this is what
stand radio. So
this is 93. This is the channel we will be Radio Multe tomorrow, which is pretty awesome.
Wait, what are you by the window is worse?
I have no idea. I can see. But then, and don't forget that anything we're playing will then come through the microphone.
That's 93.9.
Oh, then maybe put it down. Here, you can put it to 8.
Okay, so what we will lose is like the crispness of what we're doing.
Oh. But I don't think that is a problem because our voices are still very clear.
And
this
I mean, we can play around with it tomorrow, but that's why I stream, because it's a clear signal. But this is fantastic.
Yeah.
That's going to be us on air, hopefully, tomorrow.
With antenna like that. If we have a long antenna, it's better.
That's pretty awesome.
And why? Okay, so 93.8 is your station?
Yeah, I rent it. So different people rent it. And then tomorrow
so you can't
we're
use
on.
It now.
Not now, but tomorrow we're reserved.
Mm.
We have every Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
It's really
cool.
Nice. It's totally affected by the weather, also.
Mm-hmm.
So we could see, but I mean, I love this idea of everything coming to radio. Okay,
so
then,
which means what? Like the mix in the stomach.
It's just sound makes so nice because otherwise.
No, it's not about that. It means what practically? What means where we are?
Oh my God, you guys! That means different radios will be tuned to different stations. So some of the radios will be tuned to this station if it works, and other radios tuned to 88.6, which is that frequency. So
and
that's actually. Well, they. Like, so for instance.
You also guys have been trying to make a band. Is it your band now?
Yeah.
Radio band.
Yeah.
Playing the free.
And every now and then you invite me to be a little like
yeah.
the disturber, the out of tune.
You can be the interference.
Like,
no, interference is a positive thing. Okay, so actually, if we take that, or let me go get another radio that I think has fresh batteries, and then.
And sometimes you can hold the battery and the other and it can help.
You see, anything we have in the room, then we'll go out through the mic again, so that's where we just have to be intentional about it. Like you can, if you go talk in that other one,
what is now?
You could leave this here.
On
or
this
no,
radio?
Maybe bring it in there.
And which station?
Not exactly where you have it. And then this one is tuned to your station.
The shadow one.
Yeah. You, but also talk into it, because it's a different station than that one. Yeah.
Okay. Steering and
decor. I wonder why it's not working.
Are you ready?
Yeah. So can you talk into it?
Hello.
Yeah.
Should I?
Yeah.
Excluding and decor. I think shame is a practice imposed in order to produce guilt, lack of desire, anxiety, and unhappiness based on an individual act, culturally orchestrated ideology of individual happiness with its ubiquitous commercial incitement to pleasure as.
At least in theory, then, this would go through that radio, so both rooms would get both.
I don't understand.
So this room would get this.
But if I speak into here, where could that go?
It would go into 93.8 over there.
Oh, where the man is speaking now. Yeah.
Oh my God, and then we hear it in here because there's a feedback loop.
Yeah, it's the shadow speaking to the motor in the center.
So
what you're hearing this is the shadow radio, the 88.
We're hearing, but the strange thing is that we're hearing 93.8 in the room coming through that mic.
Just what the man is saying.
You hear the radio multi there,
yeah.
Coming through my voice at the same time.
Yeah.
And then
it might be
goes
chaos.
It goes in the shadow radio. That's the shadow radio, right?
This is shadow radio.
Yeah.
Okay, so
and
then
you're humming there. Also, it's 93.8.
That's what would typically, if we're on air.
Instead of that man, it will be us tomorrow.
I mean,
in that.
We could also, yeah, because otherwise we could stream it and then just work with the delay, but that gets complicated.
Karen, question.
Yeah.
This mic, is this radio mode or this is shadow mode?
Shadow.
It's shadow mode.
Shadow in the shadow room.
Yeah,
and
but
then
you,
the
but then the
radio
if you have
oh no
yeah.
Okay, so we are producing radio shadow, and then that goes
to the real one through this.
I mean, as much as we want, we can also
that's
turn it off.
That's radio shadow too. I'm giving radio shadow a message here. Radio shadow goes into radio multi and comes back here. Okay.
Oh my God, this is definitely pretty quantum, very quantum.
And how many you have?
How many radios?
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of radios.
Because then we could have like three maybe shadow in here and three multi in there.
Mm-hmm.
And just
yeah.
move between them.
Yeah.
And we can also hear each other, so we can still...
Yeah, but there might be times where we want to turn off the radios just to...
Yeah, that sounds great.
You know, or...
We turn off the radios and only transmit to radio multi and see what goes on, right?
Yeah, we can play,
mm-hmm.
I guess... We will have access to 93.8 tomorrow starting at 1, so we can
okay.
also start to play.
Yeah.
We could also start a bit more quiet and not with all the radios on. Just a simple radio multi transmission that goes in for the radios. And then turn on the radios as you go along until the radios are on. So it goes a bit.
Right. I'm also thinking we could ask people to adopt a radio, and that each person would, when we could actually instruct them, turn down the radio. Because again, we might want to have some times that are not so sonically dense with this feedback loop. Because it can be really, people might really enjoy listening to the radio kind of close to their ear.
Oh, yeah.
And then, so they could, everyone could have a radio. I think I have plenty.
Mm.
So
that's a nice concept.
And
that's
then,
really nice.
And then
yeah.
they could
each
even
radio
do their own mix in a way. But we could tell, because yeah, so it's clear that like if we have radios on here, we're making a pretty intense loop because this will play. Yeah, you know what I mean, right?
But will it affect the sound?
I have no idea what it's going to sound like. And it also depends on how close they are to the mic.
Yeah,
I just like the idea when, in terms of your concept of having the shadow, that they start feeding into each other
yeah.
and like we try to blend into each other.
The other thing is,
<That's more.
laughs> we could actually give instructions for them to change the tune, the frequency. So like everyone in there could be, have their radio tuned to 93.8, and everyone in here could have their radio tuned to 88.6, and then it wouldn't be a loop. They would be having their own live mix
of what goes on in the other room.
Yeah, so this would be their access to the other room.
Yeah, that would be
great to have the mic's volume quite high, so when we speak very low, so it is not
we can
a lot
do
of
that.
Voices
yeah.
that, live voices that comes, like the voices comes out from the radios. So you don't hear so much of like the live. Oh, maybe that's tricky.
It might be tricky to have it be so hot
with the
mics, but you can just lean sit further back, or you can lower your voice.
Yeah.
You know.
With them, does that mean these ideas of or as a reason that it's better to have most people there?
I kind of like the idea of like half and half. You know.
Okay.
Is there two microphones in there?
Yeah, there are currently two, and we could. I just have to make sure I have the right cord with me, but. Also link it up to a sound source. So if you wanted to play from a phone, you know, or whatever, play the SoundCloud.
So that could, so if you have you have that list on your mobile that's connected.
Mm-hmm.
So you have that.
And just to make sure you don't have ads on there.
Or my computer, and that's a bit problematic. I can't control the ads. Unless I tap in. So, I mean, what I can try is to see if I find those soundtracks in another in Bandcamp, for example, doesn't have apps, commercials, or even downloads.
I mean, I don't know how many songs we're planning to play, but
we're selecting 4 or 5 now that are very.
But
long.
I think it's funny to have an app in the middle of the thing. So
it would kill it. It would be horrible.
Know,
yeah.
Say hi, Sarah. Sorry, guys, we have an ad here.
I think I'd rather have that stopped with, and this song is by so-and-so, or some other thing.
So Julie Newman could download hers from somewhere. I could ask her today. Jamie, I know, is in Bandcamp. And then set up all the others, I could find somewhere else.
But maybe also it's enough with the two, Julie and...
It might be plenty with two, because we don't want to have...
If you cannot read the last chapter, which I haven't read yet, we have the last two green chapters. One about the quantum society, explaining what the quantum